Hello there, everybody.
Hello.
Okay. Anyway, I was thinking about our problem yesterday, and my mom is stumped. So, don't know what to do. So, we'll hear what the Shmuel, I'm going to have to take one of your answers. What's the
What is the world coming to?
world coming to? But not yet. Not yet. I'm still not that desperate yet. Haven't yet given up. But it's difficult. Let me just find the piece again. Yes. Okay. And
Is it possible that Anna say Doichalusiv, say the way that the Parashas Shochem writes it, would Rebbe have written it that way, that it's possible that it's squashed when a mitzvah is not doicha, it's possible that it's squashed, it's ain't olibim, it's not around in the background, meaning it there's something that gets killed that's mufka lagamri, and there's something that says like you can't do it. I
Okay.
always thought we had a struggle in those two things
Okay.
that.
Let's discuss it. Let's wait till we get everyone here. Let's go over what we're trying to answer the question. So, what was our problem yesterday? We got stuck yesterday with a problem, and I did not know the answer. Shmuel says he has an answer. Okay, it could be he's right because. But let's go over the question. The Parshas Shochem has a chakira. The famous part, what's interesting here is everyone who quotes the Parshas Shochem leaves out the end. And the end is where we get our problems. Right? The beginning of the Parshas Shochem, he has a chakira. Chakira is when the Chai V'Lavim say, the Torah was marbe to chalitza. The Torah wouldn't have been marbe Chai V'Lavim say to chalitza. I would have thought there's no chalitza. He says, likewise, I would have thought that there's an Issur Karis. Now comes on the Torah is Marbe Chalitza. So we said, do we say that once the Torah is Marbe Chalitza, by definition, it's also Marbe that there's no Karis? Or no? So what exactly, why, if you're Marbe Chalitza, you're saying there's no Karis? We have two pshatim. One is because you can't have Chalitza by Chai V'Krisis, it's a Stira, because Lo Tatzi Bo Kedushin. And Rav Gedalia Glatz said, Svara was because chalitza is only a result of yibum. So chalitza is a siman that there's a yibum. And then and because there's yibum, there's no karetz. I know that it's two pshatim. But whatever it is, it has a tzad to say that since there's chalitza, either it's a siman like Rav Gedalia that there's a mitzvah yibum, or it's a siman that there's no Lo Tatzi Bo Kedushin. And therefore, we know that there's no karetz. Okay. That was. Fine. That's the famous Parshas Shochem Chakira, which everyone quotes, the Mishnah Mela quotes, and I'm sorry, the Shara Mela quotes, and the Avnei Meluim quotes, and maybe we should look up what they say about it, but that's their Chakira. Come now, comes along the Parshas Shochem at the end of the piece. Let's read it inside again. He says, Vida, the last four lines in the paragraph. If you're going to go on, if you say it's kares, so then there's no mitzvahs yibum. Then since it's kares, there's obviously no mitzvahs yibum. It's a siman and a siba. You can't have a mitzvahs yibum when there's kares. So then, of course, you get malchus on the of harmonic going godly, because no essay. But if Timsi Laimar, the Enochai of Kareis, Efshishino, maybe you won't get Yilke, Mishum Lab, Damana. Now, this is a Lab in essay. So the Lab in essay, the Lab is Amana, the essay is Pseudo. So Efshir, you won't get Malchus. Why? There's what's this chakira? It's a very interesting chakira. Nothing to do with our sugya. There's an interesting chakira in Lamdis. When you have an essay and an osa saying, they both say the same thing. Do they join forces? And therefore, when the osa say, can't be deicha, the combined essay and osa say, so the both the essay and osa say are here, because they join forces and kill the competing essay, or they don't join forces, and it's like the essay is fighting each one independently, and therefore the essay beats the losa say, except it loses to the essay, because ain essay deicha essay, right? There is a rule of ain essay deicha losa say. It's a big tumult. Why ain essay deicha losa say? Because they're both equal. Some people say because it's shavu'ah tasa, odef, whatever. So so it sounds like that's his shaila. Do we say, if you say the essay loses to a combo because the losa and the essay join together and they become one united force, so then you can't be deicha the losa say because the losa say is being supported by the essay. So we as a team are stronger than you. But if you say the essay and the losa say don't get their act together, they each one work comes, so to speak, independently. So the mitzvahs yibum can be daicha the losa say. Edamai can be daicha the essay. So good. So at the end of the day, it's not daicha the essay, but daicha the losa say. What?
Why would there be all these discussions of essay, daicha losa say, v'essay? If it's nothing to do really with us, losa say, v'essay, it's just the essay versus the essay, so then say doesn't meet the essay.
Okay, I hear a good point, but I don't know that it's a good point, but it's not a raya mukrachas because I'm ISO, that's what it is. So, the losa say, v'essay. I don't know. I hear it's a valid point what you're saying, but apparently that seems to be his topic. That seems to be his topic, and you know, like you know, your raya is you know, it's a dig in the Lashon. So Lashon diyukim are not the strongest raya. So I'm assuming he's not, you know, misspoiled from your raya. But you have a good point. I hear. Anyway, but that's his shayla. His shayla is that maybe the essay can be deicha the losa say. And he says, I assume that this shayla comes up in many, many places. Anytime you have a lav and essay, and then you have an essay against it, you'll have this shayla. Do you get Malkus or don't you get Malkus? The problem that we had is that we assumed that I would like to really check the Gemara, because we don't ask the Kasha without wrecking the Gemara. But we assume that by Chai Ve'lav and Vasei, the din is in Bolo Lo Kano. That's what we assume. So maybe today I'd like to read the Gemara and just check that that's true. But we assume that it's in Bolo Lo Kano. So according, in order for the Parshas Drachim to make sense, that the essay is deicha, the essay of Yibum is deicha the losa say of Almana, that means they have to be mekayim the essay. So if you're mekayim the, I think that's what I felt, and I know Shmuel or some other people were disagreeing with me, that you don't have to be mekayim the essay, you just have to have the spirit of the law. But at least the pashtus is that in order for essay to be leicha losa say, the whole reason why essay is leicha losa say is because we want the essay, because like the Ramban, then Ava is better than Yira, whatever the Svara is, something like that. So if you're not getting Yitzi the essay, then obviously an essay is not going to be leicha the losa because you're not getting either. It's not. It's like, you know, the whole, you know, you're not, there's no point. You're deicha the losa for what? You're not getting the essay anyway. So in order for essay to be deicha the losa say, pashtus, very strong pashtus is, you have to be yaitse the essay. So that means that the parashas drachim is committing himself that over here, by chai ve'lav and vasei, when you're miyabe and the almana the kohen gadol, you're mikayim the mitzvah's essay.
So the Rebbe, is it possible?
Let me please say the question before we go. I want to be Very clear. So the chayra, still everyone's going to disagree with me. The pashas is if you say essay doicha lalsa say, that means that you're mekayim the essay. You're mekayim the essay. So why should it be? Two questions. Why should it be in bala lokano? Why is it lokano? There's no eshesach. Now the only logical reason why it's lokano either was because the eshesach, but we're going here on the side of the parashat Zrochah, going on the side that there's no eshesach. The other reason to say there's no bala lokano because there's no mitzvah yibum. Torah doesn't give a mitzvah when they don't want you to do it. But if you're Bagupa, it's Mukra from the Parashat Zrochim that there's no Eshetach. He says Befeirish, you go on that side. And the fact that that there's an Esei Dechalos, it means there is a Mitzvah Yibo. So why in the world should it be that a Bala Lokano? That's one way of asking the question. The other way of asking the Kasha is if the Maisa is in Bala Lokano, how's it possible there could be a mitzvah, right? In other words, it's two different ways of asking the question. One asked question is why is there a mitzvah? Why is it in Bala Lokano if there's a mitzvah? Why shouldn't there be in Bala Lokano? What's blocking the kinyan? There's a mitzvah yibum. You're fulfilling the mitzvah. There's no eshesach. Why should it be Lokano? And the other way of asking the question is, if whatever reason you're going to come out that Lokano, let's say theoretically you would say Mitzvah Bavavera makes it your Lokano, which you can't say because of Taisis by Nida. She says Beferish not like that, but just Luyitzur. Luyitzur, you would say that there's a din of Mitzvah Bavavera, and Mitzvah Bavavera makes it you're not Kaine. No, okay, so if you're not Kaine, Then you're not mekayim the mitzvah either because the mitzvah is a kinyan. The shita always is that the mitzvah is a kinyan. If you don't get the kinyan, you don't have a mitzvah. So there's two problems on the parashat Zrochim. Why should it be that lokano, according to him? And two, if you're lokano, why is there a mitzvah? How can there be a mitzvah if you're lokano?
Rabbi, can we possibly say that the Aseh is going up against two things, an Aseh and a Los Aseh, right? There's an Aseh and a Los Aseh it's going up against. So when it comes along to the Los Aseh, we would say, you're trying to do the Aseh. You did everything you can to the Los Aseh, so we cannot mun you and punish you, at least, for doing the Los Aseh. But when it comes to whether or not this Aseh works, the fact is, Aseh can't go up against another Aseh. So it stops it from working because there's another Aseh which stops it from ultimately working.
Okay, I hear, but at the end of the day, it stops it from working. That means at the end of the day, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So at the end of the day, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. I do not hear how you can say essay deicha lo sa say.
We don't punish him. We can't malchus. We don't give him malchus.
I'm sorry. You might be right, because this I can't say you're wrong because I don't understand the parashat Zrochim, but it doesn't sound kosher to me. The lo sam kosher. The essay doicha lo say, till I got to this sugya, who was it? Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Ozer ben Azariah, Omer, Graniki ben Shivim Shana. So Araniki ben Shivim Shana, and I never heard.
Rabbi, only Kiven Shivim Shana?
I'm very past Kiven Shivim Shana. So I never heard, and I never heard. Essay doicha lo say without a key of mitzvah. It just doesn't sound kosher. Essay doicha lo say it's only if you end up at the end of the day with a key of mitzvah. I was what I think. Now you're going to tell me Zemin the foot from here, not like that. Okay, but I'm not ready to hear that yet. Not ready, many people know one of my pet peeves is that people say shmuzim. And they say something that's mukhruch, and it sounds mukhruch, but it's crazy. And I always say, just because something's mukhruch doesn't mean it's right. If it's crazy, it's crazy. It's mukhruch, okay? So that's where Ricky Vega leaves things schwer. Not everything that's mukhruch is the answer. Sometimes it's just tarachian. So you have to be very careful. It's mukhruch, okay? But it's not right. It's not shot. So I don't know. To me, that doesn't sound right. I hear you have a point. I think other people were saying that yesterday too. But to me, it sounds that Ezei is a sichli svara. I know, sichli is that there's logic to it that Ezei is doichalosei because the Ramban says that essays are better than losa say. That's what the Charedim says that. The Ramban says that. Their Ma'arechs explain why the Torah cares about an essay more than a losa say. But the Havana is that the Torah is more machshav the result of getting a Kiyum Mitzvah essay than the result of being over on a losa say. Okay, and that's what all the Torah is saying. What's the Hesber? Why should that be? Well, the Maisa, if you're not getting the result of a Kiyum Mitzvahs essay, it just doesn't make logical sense to me why it should be Deichalosa say. Theoretically, I would have gotten an essay, but at the end of the day, you don't get an essay. So at the end of the day, you don't get an essay, so then you can't be Deicha. Because when you come to be Deichalosa say, we say you can't be Deicha. We're only choosing, we're only eeny, meeny, miny, moe. We choose the essay because we prefer the essay over the losa say. But if you know that at the end of the day you're not going to get an essay, so you don't prefer the essay. It doesn't sound kosher to me. Okay.
Rebbe
Anyway.
doesn't. Rebbe does understand that if he would do kedushin to this lady, she would be his wife, and he could have beer with her, no problem. Be kinda, right? She's a chayv lam vaseh. There's no
No.
esh hazach.
There's
You
no way
block
she's
that. So how
going.
could you have bo lo and type his kedushin at the same
No,
time?
I take that back. That's not, no. I would have said the normal yeshiva shereis, and this is where we have to do the Avnei Meluim with the Shaar Mishpat Melech, is that Kedusha is not Toifes with a Yavama, even when there's no Isser Esh Hazach. That's Rashi says that even though Maimer, that's what the Avnei Meluim brings. The Avnei Meluim, Kufayin Dawid, I believe that's the Avnei Meluim. I didn't look at it. But since 7 years ago, so I can't say for sure. But I think what he says is that the Rashi brings that Maimer is only coming to Drabbanan. Aye, there's no Isser Esh Hazach. So the Gabi Kedushin is an Esh Hazach. The Esh Hazach is only off the Gabi to allow for mitzvah yibum. But there's an Esh Hazach. The Isser Esh Hazach is in there. The Gabi blocking Kedushin, something like that. So you can't do Kedushin because it's an Esh Hazach. The only thing that you can do is this woman is a Yibum. If you do Yibum, the when you do Yibum, there is no Esh Hazach. The Gabi Yibum, there's no Esh Hazach. So Yibum, you're allowed to do a Kinyan Yibum. I think that was a Machlokes. Between the Avnei Meluim and the Shaar Melech, whether there's a Kinyan Kedushin or not a Kinyan Kedushin. But the Parshas is there's no Kinyan Kedushin. That's what Rashi seems to say. There's only a Kinyan Yibum. Now, by that, so if there's a Kinyan Yibum, if there's a Mitzvah Yibum, but if there's no Mitzvah Yibum, you can't have a Kinyan Yibum when there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So therefore, the Parshas, if you would have asked me, the Pashas is that it's very good. The Gemara says in Bado Lo Kano, because Mimanashah, the Kenyan Kedushin, you don't get because there's an Esh Hazach. Because the Gabi Kedushin, there's an Esh Hazach. The biggest raya is that even if you marry a regular Yavama, who is not a Lava say, who's mamish mutter to you to do Yibum, the Maimer is not Taifa because of the Esh Hazach. So Kedushay Kesef is not Taifes, or even Kedushay Bia Mitzad Kedushin, because the Esh Hazach. Edamai Mitzad Kinyan Yibum is only Shaykh if there's a Mitzvah Yibum. Since over here, the Torah says, especially we have a drasha that it's Oded Chalitza Ein Oded Yibum. And it's also logically, it's not Oyeh the Yibum because Ein Essay Deicha Lo Sei Vasei. But there's two reasons why it's not Oyeh the Yibum. One from the prasik of Im Lo Yachlov, which is prasik of which prasik? Forgot what the prasik.
Yvimto?
What?
Yvimto?
Yevimto. Yes. Yeah. Yevimto. Thank you. that there's no Yibum, and also from the Pasuk from so there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So that's why, so that's how I would have understood the Gemara without the Parshas Drachim. Very nice. I think that's, you look up the Avnei Meluim.
Even according to Ramban?
What?
Even according to Ramban, who holds Tefisas Kedushin, is the factor, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, I understand she's a Yavamba, but Lamaisa, this is a Chayvilam Vase, she's Tefisas Kedushin, that's why she's not in the Pasuk over there.
I think what the Avnei Meluim says, that if you're coming Mitzad Kedushin, she's an Eish Hazach. Even though everyone agrees that Igavi Kedushin, she's an Eish Hazach. You're coming Mitzad Yibum, so then she's not an Eish Hazach, because according to the side of the Parshas Drachim, but Yibum's not typeface because of the no mitzvah Yibum.
Right, so what is Mimer?
Mimer is a kinyan derabbanan. Rashi says, the Rashi in the beginning of the sixth parak, I believe, that Mimer is only kona midrabbanan. Mimer means you go to a regular Yavama, which has Mamish, no, beginning of the fifth parak. Mimer, which is Mamish Mutter. There's no lab or essay. And you go ahead and you do Mimer. So you give her a kesef and you say, Areyat Mikudashesli. So the Chay, why shouldn't it work? It only works Midrabanan. Mimer is a Kenyan, Derabanan Pashas. It's Midraisa, Mimer doesn't work.
So the Shai.
So Rashi says that the Mimer doesn't work. The Mimer Rashi, I'm just looking for the Rashi. Rashi says that the Mimer doesn't work because of the Eish Hazach. That was the Avnei Meluim, and saying in Kuf Ayin Dawid, quotes that Rashi to argue with the Shai Melech. Let's see.
Lamaisa, we say if he doesn't do Yibum, then he has to do a Chalitza and a Get, right?
Yeah, that could be Midrabanan. But the Rashi says that just trying to find the Rashi, I'm sorry. I don't see the rash. I'm sorry.
So mine was a three-way machlokes. Besil b'sham b'shimon.
Okay, but we all that Mimer is only Derabana.
That's how you get Achazuk Kasa.
Okay, I don't have an Avnei Meluim in my room here, so I can't find it right now. If you look at the Avnei Meluim in Kup Ayin Dawin, he quotes the Rashi. The Rashi says that Mimer is not Kaina because of Eish Hazach. I don't have an Avnei Meluim here, I'm sorry. Anyway, so the
Pasuk... It still stopped with the other brothers from being able to Yibum.
Yes, because it's kind of a drop bottom. So the Pasuk Shad is very simple. Before the Pasuk Drachim, Kedusha is not Taifeis because it's an Eish Hazach. Even the Gabi Kedusha is an Isser Eish Hazach. Yibum is not kind of, it's Bado Okano, because there's no Mitzvah Yibum. Because the Torah, we have a Pasuk. So there's obviously no mitzvah yibum. It says ole lechalitza vein ole yibum. So that means there's no mitzvah yibum. So there's no mitzvah yibum because it says ole lechalitza. There ain't ole yibum. So there's no mitzvah yibum. So if there's no mitzvah yibum and there's no mitzvah chalitza, and there's no mitzvah yibum, so you can't be kind of Kenyan Yibum. So therefore, it's very good in Bala Lokana. But the Parshas Drachim, who is clearly saying that there is a Mitzvah Yibum, so why in the world shouldn't you get a Kenyan Yibum? There's no Eish Hazach L'Gabi Yibum. He says clearly there's no Eish Hazach L'Maisa. means that the mitzvah yibam for yibia takes off the iser eshazah. There's no, there is a mitzvah yibam because it's taicha that also say. So what in the world should be a reason why I bought a lokado?
According to the Antim Salama.
In this thing. So let's, for the sake of the, can we just, let's look at the Gemara. How do we know that this is true? Before we ask the Kasha, even though I'm pretty sure it is true, but we should double check that the din is that abada lo kano. So let's just look at the Gemara. We never read the Gemara. We never read together the Gemara and Daf Kafam days. Because, right, I think, so let's just quickly read through the Gemara. I think it's the Befeirish in the Gemara. But let's read it. We have a, just maybe spend a few minutes, maybe more than a few minutes. So we're on Chaf Amid Beis, the Gemara said, the Gemara in Chaf Amid Aleph quotes the Mishnah that Chai Ve'lavim have Chalitza but don't have Yibam. Frak the Gemara, Kasha, why don't they have Yibam? We should say, Esay, Deichalos, Esay. Because Almana Mina Erison. The Gemara didn't know yet that it's Midra Abana. The Gemara thought it's Midra Raisa. So the Gemara answers it's a Pasik. Rav Gita Marav is a Pasik. Yeshacha Yivama Achas Sha'ode the Chalitza Venoi the Yibum. And the Gemara in the Havamina, this is where we're still in the Gemara's Havamina, thought that the Pasik is Vaichai Vilavit. Okay, so let's read the Gemara in Amud Beis. The second line in Kof Amud Beis. Meisiv Rava asks, Isser Mitzvah Isser Kedusha. Isser Mitzvah Isser Kedusha. What's Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha? This is Chayve Lavin. Right? Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha. So if you will go ahead, even though it says in the Mishnah, you're not supposed to do it. If you do it, it popped as a tzara. So the Gemara is saying that if there's a pasuk, Rav Gita Marav's pasuk, if that pasuk applies to Chai Ve'lavim, then the din is that it shouldn't pop to the tzara, which means that according to the maskana, that pasuk applies to Chai Ve'lavim Asay, so Chai Ve'lavim Asay should not pop to the tzara. Right? That's what comes out. The Gemara is assuming wherever this pasuk is going on, since this pasuk says it's Ein Oida the Yibum, so it doesn't pop to the tzara. So
why does it describe kinda as niftara tsarasa? There are lots of ways you could describe it. Is that
okay? Here, I don't know. It doesn't talk about kinda. It's talking about niftara tsarasa. The Braisa talked about niftara tsarasa. That's what the Braisa was talking about. So the Gemara is asking that if it's in the pasuk that the pasuk is memayit, it shouldn't pop to the tsara. So who mosev lamu mefarik? Well, it's not them kani. Which is a very big daichik. Bola Isser Mitzvah. And then they're there. Isser Mitzvah is only Shnias. So there it makes sense. So Pata the Tzara. Chodetzla Isser Kedusha. And in those two cases, Pata the Tzara, which is very daichik, obviously, Riki. Basic Rava. Suadaka Kruf Shevcha. Tris Adam Izake. O Chodetzim O Miyavim. So Rashi says this is not lechatchila, it's only b'diyeved. Rashi says lav omi avim, lav lechatchila kamar, because it's chai ve'lavim. The Mishnah says doesn't have yibum, Adam Yavim Yivum Shimbado Kano. Means Shimbado Kano. Kaysa. Mesa them all can have the Hashim. From the Ovas and Myrim is just saying, and also get the Chotum Ash also. Shimbado Kano. Mesa all can do Hey, Boss and Myrim is saying, also get a Chotum Ash also. Other Bado Kano. Okay, this is an Osir the Kaimum, Shim Shinemar, the Yavo Psua Daka Ibn Daka. So it says that what? By Chai Velavim, in Bolo, Lo Econo. The Isak of Dai, the Chai Velavim, the Raisa, the Chalitza Ramya, the Yibim Lo Ramya. Again, if Rav Gidol Drasha is going on this, in Bolo Am Econo. So again, you see the same thing, that wherever Rav Gidol Drasha is going on, it can't be a Bal Kano. And Amar Rava, Rava answers, I'm on him in the air, so Nami, Esa, Vilosa, Sayu. The Xiv Kedoshim, you let out Kehem. I'm Zerah, Sin, and Nami, you can marry the Xiv Kedav Yishem. So since it's an Esa, Vilosa, so again, so it's an Esa, Vilosa, say, Ain Esa, Daycha, Losa, say, Vase. And therefore, again, if now it's good, why in Bada Lokano? So here the Gemara is saying Beferish, no? It's Beferish in the Gemara, twice. First, the Gemara says that if Rav Gidol, if Chai Velavim is in Rav Gidol Drasha, then it should be in Bada Lokano. And now the Gemara says if Chai Velavim is a Losa Sevase. You know, if once the Gemara, Rava wanted to say, that every Chai Velavim has an essay too. The word is when we doichik it, but that isn't. So it's a lozei v'essay. So now it's good that it's in Bodo Lokano. So you see in the Gemara that the Gemara is pretty clearly saying that Chai Velavim v'essay is in Bodo Lokano.
Right? It doesn't patter the tzar, at least.
It does not patter the tzar. Mara says two things, right? It seems the fairish in the Gemara. That if you know, because the Gemara is Okash is Amai Bado Kano, and Rabbi answered because it's a Losa Sevase. So that means that the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to maybe drop that and say it's not a Losa Sevase. And I'm Rabbi, I'm on him in an Erisa, now I'm yes, it also say, I'm just, I'm on him in Erisa, I'm sorry. Tixig, Doshim, Yid, okay, Mamzer, Nami, Ika, Memer, Mimi, you know, they're all, Yoki, call Mamzer, call Tarkula, now yes, it also say, and I'm Rabbi, they're being able to show you, okay. In other words, but the Gemara was trying to answer that, and I'm Rabbi, I'm on him in an Erisa, I'm sorry, I'm trying to figure out, if there's a, So the Gemara, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, but derived from the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was that Esau Gedaita Chai Velavin, Midraisa the Chalitza Ramya, the Yibam Lo Ramya. In Bodo Amai Kano. So the Gemara is Mashma that it will be a Chai Velavim Vasei. If there will be a Chai Velavim Vasei, which is Mitaraisa, the Chalitza, anything which is. The Gemara is pretty clearly saying that anything which is Chai Velavim, the Raisa, the Chalitza, Ramya, the Yibim, the Riyama, cannot be in Bal Kano. Right? That seems to be a profession of the Gemara. That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Isa, Gedaita, Chai Velavim, the Raisa, the Chalitza, Ramya, the Yibim, the Ramya, in Bal Amai Kano. So it means the Gemara is taking on that whenever it's Osir, it can't be in Bado Kano. So what?
What's causing the switch in the Gemara to Chai Velavim Vase?
No, in other words, the Gemara, I lost the Chesed in the Gemara. We have the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Chai Ve Amana the Kohen Gadol Mina Erisin cannot do Yibum. The Gemara asks the Kasha, why not? I essay Deichel also say. So the Gemara answered because it's a Pasuk of Rav Gidom Arav. So the Pasuk tells you that even though essay Deichel also say, how about be gain, it's not Oyna the Yibum. But then the Gemara asks the Kasha, if that's the case, so then every Chai Velavim is included in that Pasuk. That every Chai Velavim, there's a Pasuk, and Chai Velavim are not Oyna the Yibum. So the Din Shabib, Psua Daka, should also be included in that Pasuk. It's also a Chai Velavim. Just like that Pasuk is going on Amana Minana Erison, which is a lav, should also be going on Psua Daka. And it should be telling us that it's not Oyna the Yibum. And once the Pasuk.
Is the lav on the Psua Daka there or on the woman?
I don't know. I do not know. But just to go through the Gemara's cheshbon. The Gemara was Mechadesh. The Gemara thought that the Pasuk of Rav Gidom Arav was going on Amana Mina Erison. So that means even though it's only an Issa Lav, even though it's only an Issa Lav, nonetheless, there's a Pasuk that there's no Yibum. So if that's the case, that same Pasuk will apply to a Psua Daka. That there is a, even though Psua Daka is only a Lav, and logically you should say Essay Deichelos, the same. The Pasuk is telling me there's no Yibum. So the Gemara's kasha was, if the Pasuk tells me there's no Yibum, so then it shouldn't be in Bal Kanam. And for the Gemara, that you're making, I take it back. The Pasuk of Gidom Arav is only going in Chai V'Lavim V'Asei. There is no Pasuk that Chai V'Lavim do not have Yibum. Therefore, it's very good that Psua Daka is in Bal Kanam. Hi, how come the Mishnah says, Amana Mina Erisin, you don't do Yibum? That's because Amana Mina Erisin is also a Lav Asay, because there's a special essay by a Kohen Gadol of Kedoshim Yiyu. Because there's a, by very Kohen, there's a special essay. So therefore, in the Mishnah's case is a Lav Asay. That's why there's no Yibum. And Eino Kinami of Suadaka would have Yibum.
What do you need Yivimta for?
Yivimta? Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
You don't really need Yivimta for the Etzim.
Okay, they asked that kind. That's a Kasha. That's Tam Kasha on the Gemara at the end of the Gemara. When the Gemara comes out, the next step in the Gemara, that the Gemara is going to say that Chai Velavim is only asked there, be Rishon to be a Shnia. And then the Rav Gidom Rav Drasha Bechai Velavim Asay. So what do you need your Vimta for? So the Rishonim asked that Kasha.
What do you mean, why do I need a Vimta? I need a Vimta to tell me that Chai V'Lavim V'Aseh, there's still a mitzvah chalitza.
But so that's the Shaila. That's totally on the Machlokes, the Ramban and Tysus, on Chaf HaMenahu. According to Tysus, they're right. You need the Pasuk to tell me there's still chalitza, because according to Tysus, Misora Chitzayna, we would say there's no Chalitza, because when the Gemara said Bishnama, but according to the Ramban, Misora Chitzayna, we would know there is Chalitza, because it's Tapsi about Kedushin, and therefore you shouldn't need your Vimto, and the Ramban asks this Kasha, and his one answer is that Eina Chinami, at the end of the day, we don't need your Vimto, and it's, okay. We don't.
I'm just looking at the Tosas over here. Yeah, I'm just looking at the Tosas. You know, where he says, Xera Bia Rishona to Bia Shnia, the first one.
Right.
So he says, Almana Minat Asuim, Vachaive, Essen, Navkalan, Revimto. Navkalan, Ein Odin, Leibum, Odin, Chalitza.
Right. Okay, that's fine. It's the Shita, so.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, but Tyson's over here, by Tyson Mestavra, says, Vyesh Loimar, on the second Tyson over here, says, no, that come to Aser and Marba at this point.
At that point. But, you know, in the Maskana, it's only coming to be Mimait. To be Mar Bechalitza, not to be Mimai Tibo.
Okay.
Anyway, so the whole sugi we had in Chafam and Aleph. The whole sugi we had in Chafam and Aleph of Almanim and Erisin and Taisvis, that was all only according to Ahavamina? According to the Maskana, it's Chai Lavin Basay?
According to the Maskana, yeah, according to the Maskana, I don't know what you
mean. Almanim and Erisin is an Asay Velos Asay?
Amana Mina Erison. No, that was the Gemara had this step at this stage. Gemara is going to drop that also. the Mishnah is talking about Amana Mina Erisin, which is only an Elosa say. In fact, the Gemara, there are three steps in the Gemara. They have to go through the Gemara. The Mishnah talks about Amana Mina Erisin, and it says it is Chalitza and no Yibum. Ask the Gemara, why is there no Yibum? Esse Deicha Elosa say. So the Gemara's answer number one was, because we have Gidom Arab, we have a drasha that even by Chai Ve'Lavim, there's no Yibum, only Chalitza. Then the Gemara slugs that up with Suadaka. That's what the Gemara here say, because it says by Suadaka, it passes the Sara, and it says by Suadaka that in Bado Kano. And if this is Pasek, if the Pasek of Yevimto is telling going on Chai Ve'Lavim, then it should not pass the Tzara, and it should be in Bala Lokano. So the Gemara's step number two was that the Pasuk, Enoch and Ami, Rav Gidol's Pasuk is only, Rav Gidol's Pasuk is only Bechai Vilav and Vatsay. Aye, what's on the Mishnah? That's because the Amona Mena Erison is also Elav Vatsay, because it's some kind of special Pasuk of Iskadashtim. Then the Gemara drops that, the Gemara slugs that up. And pshat number three, almost similar to pshat number two, is that again that the pasuk of Rav Gidol's pasuk, at least according to Taisus, is only speaking by Chai Ve'Lavim Vasei, not by Chai Ve'Lavim. I with pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is a dinder rabbanan because Xera felt not to be a rishon, not to be a shnia. So those are three steps. So at the end of the day, we come out that Rav Gidol's pasuk is by Chai Ve'Lav Vasei. You said the quite jump down. You don't even need the pasuk. Okay, but the parshas. I'm assuming the parshas Drachman is working with Taisus. So Sandy is right, and I was wrong, like always, because I should have worked with Taisus. Because Mistama, the parshas Drachman is also working with Taisus. That is correct. Because the parshas Drachman, parshas Taisus is like the normal Mefarish. So the Gemara seems to come out that if the din is that it's Aser, it's in Bada Lokano, right? The Gemara says it again later, if you read the Gemara later, if you look in the third large line, Hadar Amar Rava. Pitema Ravashi, La Milzi Da Amri. Whereas I said by Chai Ve'Lavim, we say Esse Deichelel, so say, it's not right. Because Amre Shlokish, Komoga Shatta Motzi, Esse Lotse, Imat Deichel Kaim Shte Emud, Levim Lav Yavadi, Esse Lotse say, Hokin Ami Efshir Bechalitza, Mekaim Esse, Lotse say. So Rav is saying that we don't say, even by Chai Ve'Lavim, we don't say Esse Deichelel, so say, because it's Efshir Bechalitza. That was Rabbah had such a havamina. The Gemara says later it's not true because chalitza b'makom yibam lav mitzvah. But Rabbah thought that chalitza is a good mitzvah. So he said, we would not say esay daichalos to say. Frak the Gemara, meisvi and bad okano. And according to you that you're not, there's no mitzvah yibam even by chai ve'labim. Because ain't essay daichelos to say when it's efshinikayim shneim, so why should it be in Baal Okano? The Gemara says Jufta. So the Gemara again, the Gemara is constantly saying that if the din is that you're not allowed to have Yibum, the din is in Baal Okano. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. That the Gemara said that in the beginning, when they thought that Rav Gidol Drasha was by Chai Ve'Lavim, they said the din should be in Bada Lo Kano. And when Rava said that we learned from Ein Esei Deicha Lo Sasei She'ef Shurikayim Shneem, the Gemara says, and the din should be in Bada Lo Kano, right? So the Gemara is saying that whenever the din is that Esei is not Deicha, the din is in Bada Lo Kano.
Did we settle? Did the Gemara come out then clearly on the discussion we had before? If there's Durabanan that he's not supposed to do it in the case of Aloysas, of just a Loisase, that it still works in bolo
yeah,
kano.
That's the finish in the Gemara.
It does work.
Nora quoted the Gemara that by regular lav of Suadaka. The Gemara seems to say this Suadaka, it says in bolo kano. That's because you're allowed to, it because mitaraisa esse decha losa say. So therefore in bolo kano. Hi, it's Othimidrabanan. Makes no difference. Because since it's Midraisa is mutter, so in Bala Kano, that's Beferish in the Gemara. All right, what do we do with that safe, right? Well, the essay, we don't know. But that's Beferish in the Gemara. That by Psuadaka, even though there's Xeradrabanan, but since Midraisa, you're allowed to do it, so in Bala Kano. But the Gemara says Beferish that if the din would be that if the din would be that it's usher to be Abay, then it should be in Bala Kano. There are two cases. It's important there are two cases because I don't want to get, you know, you people, I don't know if you remember this or not from 7 years ago, 14 years ago, 21 years ago, there's a Banim Taisis that asked the Kasha that Tema Rava Guba Mosev Ach Price of Ashe Taita Mine. That Rava is the one that asked before the Kasha on Rav Gido from the Price of Mbado, how come it's Bado Kano, the din should be in Bado Kano. And now Rava gets slugged up with the exact same Kasha that Rava asked on himself. So everybody goes to town to answer Tavis's Kasha. The Avnei Meluim, that goes Avnei Meluim. But I don't know, but it's hard to be. I mean, so I don't know. But the Maisa, so the Gemara, they all make splits in different levels of Imbado, that Rava in the beginning thought Imbado Lokano because of a Pasuk. And over here, it's Imbado Lokano because of a Svara. I'm sorry, not Imbado Lokano. Rava in the beginning thought that you're not Oida the Yibam because of Yavimto. So then he said it should be in Bada Lokano. Here Rava is saying it's not Oida the Yibam because Ein Esse Deicha Losa Say after the Kaim Shneim. So that Rava thought should be in Bada Lokano. Now there's the Gemara, what they answer, Tavis is Kasha, is that there's differences why there's no Yibum. If there's no Yibum because of a drasha, so that's absolute, so then it's in Bada Lokano. But if there's only no Yibum only because ain't essay deichalosa, that's the Kaim Shneim, then Rava thought it should not be in Bada Lokano.
So why doesn't the Gemara give that answer? Why does the Gemara end up Tiyufta?
Let me finish the thought. But the Gemara disagrees with me. That's all the Torah that they say to Miyashe Tavis is Kasha to answer Rava. But we don't basket like Rava. The Gemara comes out not like Rava. And the Gemara comes out, Mara's Chifta the Rava, which means that the Gemara comes out that in both cases, the din should be in Bala Elkano. Bain, if the din is you're not Eida the Yibum because of Rav Gidom's Drasha. Bain if you're not Oida the Yibam because of Rava's Svara, that Ain Essay Deicha Losa Say, She'ef Shirikayim Shneim. So then the Chaira, it's very Mukra, that who a din, that the din should be, that in Bala Lokano, it Ain Essay Deicha Losa Say Vesay. It's the same thing. Just like in Rava's Svara, where Ain Essay is Deicha, Losa say and because Efshe Kaim Shneim, so he holds the din should be in Bado Kano. So likewise, if Ein Esse Doche Losa Vasei, the din should be in Bado Kano.
So, I thought it was already Beirish in the Gemara before. Why does Rebbe need to say this step, this whole step? I thought Rebbe already proved in the Gemara before when we said by that Cohen has an extra assay. It was very clear in the Gemara that it would be in Bala Lokano. I mean, Rebbe,
yeah, but Rebbe, that would be, see, because beforehand, it's assuming that another, I don't know, I made a mistake on this step before. With the Gemara, it wasn't that step is not true. I was no such step. There was no step in the step before. I said it wrong. The ride from before was when the Gemara thought that Chai Ve'Lavin, Psuadaka, is also because of Rav Gidol, Drasha. So then the Gemara asked, it didn't should be in Bala Lokano. That's Beferish in the Gemara. But the Gemara never said Beferish that if the din is ain't essay, Daicha, Losa, Losa, there's two reasons why you can't do something. You can't do something because of a Drasha. And sometimes you can't do something because of ain essay daiche.
But the Gemara said before that you can't do something
because of the drasha should be in Mlala Lokano. The Gemara never said beferish till this ending.
Gemara added, when the Gemara said there's an assay by Kayin, which and then it falls off. But at the step that the Gemara added that assay, the Gemara was saying clearly because it's a Lysa Seva assay. That it's in Bala Lakano.
No, who said it? Said it didn't say that in Bala Lakano. It just was me Miyashev the Mishnah. I made a mistake. I'm Hatoy Ani Masker. I read it too quickly. The Gemara, it's just saying that the reason for the Mishnah, why the Mishnah says that you're usher the Yabin, is because there's an essay. But it doesn't say anywhere that in Bala Lakano. So theoretically, you could have argued that at that stage it then would be in Bala Lakano. That's not the fairish in the Gemara. I read it. I made that mistake. I admit, you know, I tried to cover up the mistake that I made, but but you caught me. You know, I made that mistake when I read the Gemara. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara was just trying to miyashev the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Eina Oida the Yibo. So the Gemara thought it's Eina Oida Yibo because Rav Gidol's Drasha. So the Gemara is answering that no, Rav Gidol's drasha is only going Chai Ve'Lavim Vasei. Chai Ve'Lavim is Bala Kanim. But the reason Chai Ve'Lavim Vasei they don't discuss. But it's mashma in the Gemara that anywhere which Rav Gidol's drasha applies, the din would be in Bala Lokano. That's true. But that's Mashma and the Gemara that where anywhere Rav Gidol's drasha applies.
Excuse me, Rebbe. I underlined in my Gemara the following words in the middle of Chaf. Isolka daita chai v'lavim midaraisa lechalitza ramyo leaving lo ramyo in bolo amaykanu. Was Rebbe falling off of that?
No. That's right. That seems to be the Gemara is assuming. That, but I'm just saying that's over there. Theoretically, if I only had that line.
Okay.
There's room to wiggle out. In other words, it seems to say that line beferish that if the din would be that it's not Eidel Yibum, it should be in Bala Lokano, right? That's what you're underlining.
Yes.
So there's room for someone to get out of that because over there it's ain't Eidel Yibum because of a pasuk.
Pasuk
maybe is starker. I don't know, but here because it has Yevimto. But at the end of the day, we're by Chai Ve'Lavim Vasei, where theoretically it's possible to say that it's only Ein Oida LeYibo because of Ein Esei Deicha Lose Vasei. Now, it's not necessarily true because Pashtus is also, you know, like Sandy said, the Drush is going there also. But maybe the Drush is only going on the Chalitza, not the Yibum part. So I don't know. So theoretically, there's room to try and say a difference that when did the Gemara say then in Bala Lokano, that's when the pasuk tells you there's no Yibum. But when the only reason why there's no Yibum is because ain't essay deicha losa say by say, then it'll be in Bala Lokano. So I'm saying that split is slugged up from the end of the Gemara because the Gemara asked on Rava. But Rava wanted to say that there's no Yibum because Ein Esei Deicha Losa say She'efshar Dekayim Shneim, and the Gemara asked on Rava also.
Maybe that's lower level. How does Rebbe know?
Bala Lokano. So you see from the Gemara that the Gemara holds that even if the reason why it's ain oy to the Yibum is because you're not doiche, we still say Bad al Kano. Now ain achinami Rava, that's maybe not that's the answer to this kasha. The Rava
maybe that's the flesh. How does Rabbi know that that's an exact parallel? That when we say that ain asay doiche, because you could do chalitza and you do it, that's the same level of ain asay doiche loitzu se vaasay. It's not necessary. It could be, but it's not necessarily the same exact thing.
It sounds okay. Ain achinami. It does sound very close because they're both in their working mitzad ain asay doiche. So they're the same. They're the same parameters. In other words, let me just say this again, because as long as Gedalia made the point, and let's make the point clear, there are two cases in the Gemara where the Gemara asks it should be in Bada Lokano. First, the Gemara asked on the Havamina, where they thought that Chai Ve'Lavin is the Smayit from Yibum from the Drasha. So Gemara says, if you're Nismayit from Yibum from a Drasha, it should be in Bada Lokano. So that Elchaira, and that was with which Rabbi Gedalia called. That's the Beferisha line in the Gemara. The Esau Gedaita, I forgot. I don't have the line exactly, but whatever it is. Esau Gedaita Chai Ve'Lavi Teraisa Chalisa Ramya VeYibum Lo Ramya in Bodo Maikano. So that seems to be Beferisha in the Gemara that if it's Teraisa, there's no Yibum, there's in Bodo Kano. That Pashas is against the Parshas Drachim. Theoretically. And someone might have tried to answer that's because that over there it ain't only even from a pasuk, so a pasuk totally pushes it out. But in the parashas drachim, maybe it's not from a pasuk, but it's just like a blockage because it's ain't essay doicha losa save essay. So there it's still a mitzvah that's just blocked. So you'll make a difference when there's a mitzvah and it's blocked, then in Baal Okano. When the Torah tells you there's no mitzvah, then in Bada Lo Kano. It doesn't sound like such a crazy
thought,
part.
But
then when you get to the end of the Gemara, you have the same case because the Gemara at the end is saying even when Rava wanted to say that you can't do Yibum because Efsher Bechalitza, and therefore Ein Esay Deicha Losa say because it's Efsher Kaim Chalitza, so it's also only you don't do Yibum because of a blockage. And the Gemara asks in Bada Lo Kano. So Ein Achinami Rava maybe didn't hold that way. That's how they're answering Taitis is Kasha. Rava held that a blockage does not make in Bada Lo Kano. But the Gemara, who argues with Rava, and the Gemara doesn't even bring Rava's answer, the Gemara is assuming that even a blockage of Ein Echzei Deiche should generate and create an Imbada Logano. So, Mali, the blockage of Ein Esay Deiche because Esher Dekayim Shneim, or the blockage of Ein Esay Deiche because it's a Lo Se Basay. So, in both cases, it should be a block. Wait, I cut off Rabbi Benjamin Simon, so I got to go. So, in both cases, when there's a blockage, the din should be Imbada Logano. So, what's our kasha? So, our kasha is, in light of the Gemara, by the part in Lav Asay at the end of the day, should be in Bada Okano for two reasons. One, because there's a blockage. Two, because of Maisa, the probability is according to Taisus, we learn it out from the Pasuk. So for sure, there's. And Memeda, how in the world can he say it as a Kiyam Mitzvah? For the same reason in Bada Okano, Mimarashav, and two kashas. If there's a Bala Lokano, if there's a Kiyam Mitzvah, it shouldn't be a Bala Lokano. And if it's a Bala Lokano, how can there be a Kiyam Mitzvah? Okay, Benjamin, what did you want? I'm sorry.
I'm saying, why didn't we prove from Patsua Daka? Because by Patsua Daka, we proved that it was Bala Lokano only because of the fact that it was a Lav. So therefore, obviously, if it's a Lav Asay, Bala Lokano.
Okay, but that was I don't know. It's not so clear in the Gemara. It's not really so clear. You could learn that's where the Gemara's kasha was on Psua Daka, because it not so much because it was only a lava, but because it was included in the pasuk of Rav Gidol. Gemara doesn't speak out because the Gemara is just saying since Psua Daka, Gemara is saying, if you say Psula Daka is a lav and it's included in the drasha of Giddo, therefore the din should be in Bala Lokano.
Okay, so then this is true lemaisa. So I save a los, I say. If at the end of the day the los I save I say is the pasuk of Giddo, so then obviously Lokano.
Yes, you are right. But there's room for someone to say that at the end of the day, I say Velosa doesn't need Rav Gidl's pasuk. So Rav Gidl's pasuk isn't really going on, I say Velosa say, because Rav Gidl, at least the first half, the part that says Ein Oy V'Yibum, we know it means Svara, because Ein Asay Doicha Velosa V'Asay. So it's not like the pasuk is not really telling us that by Lav Asay. So there's room. Someone it's says
it's Svara. Us
it only tells us that there's Chalitza, or you know, there's someone says such a svara that I mean I'm pretty sure that's what that's what the Achronim say this svara, but they only say it to defend Rava's Havamina, that when you're nismaya from a pasuk, so that's a total miut. Torah is telling you there's no mitzvah, but when you're nismaya because of ein esay doicha, so that's only a blockage. So a blockage does not result in an abada lokano, but the Gemara's maskana is not like that. The Gemara's maskana, that's why the main gosh is really from the Rava. Rava, the Gemara at the end slugs up Rava and says that even if you can't do Yibam because of a blockage of Ein Esei Doicha Losa say when it's Efshir B'Chalitza, because Efshir B'Chalim Shneim, even though it's only a blockage, we still, the Din should be in Bada Lokano.
Maybe that's not a blockage.
Between the blockage of Efshir B'Chalim Shneim and the blockage of Losa Sei Vasei.
Maybe that's not a blockage. Maybe because that, how do we know where Rish Lakish comes from? The Gemara Shabbos, whatever the place in Makara is, that's as strong as Yevimto is. That's the rules of engagement in Asei Doich Loisa Sei, Efshir L'Kayim Shneim. And therefore, it just doesn't work out in the math of Asei Doich Loisa Sei. So once it's Efshir L'Kayim Shneim, it's almost as it's almost maybe even worse because I can mamish mekayim something in a rain away. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know where Rish Lakish is coming from. Maybe it's as strong as Yevimto. Maybe stronger in the rules of engagement.
Okay. I don't know. But I was doing far. It's a blockage. Since it's an alosa say here, that's a blockage.
Rabbi, it seems from the Parshas Drachim's language that he's only suggesting that the guy doesn't get lav. He's not suggesting that the kinyan works.
I don't know.
He would say that. He would say that the kinyan works. He doesn't say that. He says that he doesn't get malchus.
Okay, I don't know. I hear. I don't know. I don't know than to argue with you. I don't know. He doesn't say clearly. So, you know, if he doesn't say clearly, so you can say whatever you want. Whatever is good for you. If whatever you say is good, fine. I'm ready to say anything. But I don't see either way helps. So it doesn't help me. I don't know. Okay, let me stop. I don't know. So we're stuck as follows. And the Gemara says that if Ein Esei Doicha Losa Sei, because it's Efshir L'Kayim Shneim, it should be in Bala Lokano. Yet the Parshas Drachim says that if Ein Doicha Losa Sei, the din is that you mekayim the mitzvah. Chayra, because he says that you're saying Esei Doicha, which I insist is that means you mekayim the mitzvah. So the two kashas, for the same reason, if you mekayim the mitzvah, why should it be in Bala Lokano? And you see, why is it different? And there's if you're mekayim the mitzvah here, then you should be mekayim the mitzvah by the case of Efshir L'Kayim Shneim, and it should be in Bala Lokano. You know, so what's the difference? If in the Parshas Drachim case you're mekayim the mitzvah, even though Torah doesn't want you to do it, but if the other you do it, you're mekayim the mitzvah. So the same thing should be true in Chai Ve'Lavin. Torah doesn't want you to do it, but if you be deb and you do it, you become the mitzvah. So it should be in Bala Lokano. Why is it in Bala Lokano? And the converse question, if you can figure out any Havana, why at the end of the day it's in Bala Lokano, so how can you say you become a mitzvah? How can you have a key of mitzvah within Bala Lokano? Okay, that's where I'm stuck. Okay. And anyway, I really
doesn't want to focus on the possibility that he's saying that you didn't, that Ebolo Lokano, and still it knocks out the losas.
I don't know. I don't want to rule on any possibilities because I don't know pshat. How can I? I don't know pshat. I don't rule on any possibilities. Right now, nothing makes sense to me. No, I'm leaving it shred. Okay.
Thank you.
Is something we dealt with previous times, like 7 years ago, 14 years ago, et cetera? Is it in the?
I found it. I found a piece of your unim on the Parashat Drachim, but on a different part. I didn't find on this part. Maybe it's there somewhere. No, there's no index. There's no
index. Maybe ask the author.
Yeah, the author doesn't have a good memory. All right. Okay, Ashikaya.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.